You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Mitzvah Tovkov Lamed Ches. Mitzvah HaShavas HaVedah. Okay, let's start with the Chinuch. Rahashiv HaVedah LeBaaleha. To return to an owner his lost object. Shenemar Hashiv Teshivim LeAchicha. Ubebir Amru Zichronon Levracha. But Mitzvah Lamed Amalav HaShavas HaVedah Asehu. There is an assay of Hashiv Teshivim, and we'll see that there's also a los assay of lo sucha lehisalim. You cannot ignore a lost object. V'nichbala hamitzvah v'makom acher b'tayra sh'neamar ki sifko shor achicha Hashiv Teshivim le'achicha. Okay, these are two separate, it's not two separate parshas. It's within, I think, the same parsha. It repeats it, correct? Let's continue with the next paragraph. Shorash mitzvah zu yadua ki yesh baza to'eles hakol v'yishuv hamedina. Somehow this is a societal mitzvah that everyone in society recognizes that if they return someone's aveda, people will return their aveda. Shahashichacha b'chol hi mitzuya. Forgetfulness is a human condition. Gam behemtam v'chol chayasem borchim tamid heina v'heina. People's animals and possessions are running away from them here and there. V'im ha-mitzvah zo shehi ba'atzmo yu nishmaros ha-behemos v'akelem b'chol mokum shiyu bar'tzeinu ha-kadosha kilom tachas yad ha-bayim. And we consider all objects that seem to be lost at that moment are still belonging to the people that they are removed or lost from. Therefore, we must return them. V'chol pekudei Hashem yeshorim esam chilei. Okay. So let's go now to Minchas Chinuch Ois Aleph. L'hoshiv aveda l'bailam. That is the mitzvah. And the Minchas Chinuch says there's a mitzvah right after this, which is the love connected to Hashavas aveda, which is Shelo nalim ayin me avedas achinu. We should not turn a blind eye to the lost object of our brethren. Dinim elu mevorim b'Rambam perik yed alf mehichos geneva aveda ad sof halachos b'shachon arachos shemishu b'chos avedu mitzia. Ulichta bazet tzorech chibur miyuchad, but he's going to try anyway. Let's see. He starts off by pointing out something. Mitzvah halalu din echad lahem aseh v'lo saseh. V'nichtov k'tzas b'siyat d'shmai. Haroya avedas Yisrael v'nis'alem mimena v'hinicha over b'lo saseh lo sucha lehisalem. U'bito mitzvah saseh harshev t'shivim. V'im hishiva kiye mitzvah saseh d'harshev v'lo over al halav. Now this is very interesting because he just said a mouthful. Let's see what he said. He said, Haroah, someone who sees Avedas Yisrael v'nis'ale mimeno and ignores it, v'hinicha, and sees someone's lost object and leaves it there. What's he over? He's over the lo sasev lo sucha l'salem, that you're not allowed to ignore it. U'bito mitzvah se harshav t'shivim. So he is saying something, Minchas Chinuch, that is very controversial. If someone sees a lost object and turns away from it, what isurim has he violated? So the Minchas Chinuch says he sees a davar pashut. I don't know why he doesn't bring this out, but he thinks it's a davar pashut that if I see someone's lost object and I turn away and I don't engage with that lost object, I'm over the lo saseh and the aseh. Now, whether you're over the aseh at that moment is actually a major machlokes rishonim. The Ramban in two places, in Lamed Amad Aleph and Bav Metzia, and Chavav Amad Beis and Bav Metzia, says that you are not over the Aseh of Harshev Teshivim, the Ramban says. You're not over the Aseh of Harshev Teshivim, unless you first picked it up, and then after you've picked it up and engaged with it, do not return it. But the Ramban sheet is in a number of places in Bav Metzia, that if there is a lost object, and you turn away from the lost object and do not
go ahead and you do not go ahead and pursue that lost object. The Ramban holds you're not over the aseh, you're only over the los aseh of losucha lehisalim. Now there seems to be one beferish of Gemara like the Ramban, that you're not over the aseh just by ignoring an object. The Gemara in Chavavim Adbeis in Bava Metzia goes through a whole litany of scenarios. And it says, raw seller shenafla. I see there's a guy walking, and the guy loses his something falls, his wallet falls out of his pocket. So if I stand there, and I wait till after Yeush, I wait a few minutes till the fellow realizes he lost his wallet, and the guy is Mitzyoyesh, and then only after Yeush I pick it up, the Gemara says, Yo'ayver lo sucha lehisalim. So Ramban says from that Gemara that says, if I wait by a Metzia, I don't do anything, and I wait till there's Yeush, then the Gemara says, you're only over lo sucha lehisalim. So the Ramban is of the opinion that Gemara clearly states, you're not over Harshev Teshivim just by ignoring an Aveda. You're only over lo sucha lehisalim. So I am not sure why the Minchas Chinuch just lists this as a double parshat. That if you ignore an object, see, he says, "Haroya avedus Yisrael, v'nisalim imen of v'hinicha over below sase lochsucha lezalim." That's for sure. Ubitol mitzvah sase hashem teshivim. That is not the Ramban shita. That's the shita of Taisvus and the Mordechai and others, but it is not the Ramban's shita. It is not the shita's Haramban.
You have extra sheets left?
Yeah, sure, here. Anyone needs sheets? There are sheets. Shin Cafe also.
At one moment when he's seeing the object fall, he's already come onto the chiyuv of Ashrif Teshivim.
That is the Ramban sheet. The Ramban sheet is you're not over. The Gemara seems to actually say it in Chavavim Beis. The Gemara says if you raw sell shenafla, and the guy fellow waits there until Yeush, and then he picks it up after Yeush, he's only over lo sucha lesalim. However, if he picks it up, right, and he waits for Yeush to occur, and then keeps it for himself, the Gemara says he's over harshif teshivim.
I mean, maybe the other Rishonim hold in that case over there, you can't be over. Normally you'd be over, Hashemot Mutkvelo says. But over there, the guy is still there. You know, the guy's. I don't know, what's the case over there? The guy's.
Ross El Shinafla.
In other words, what he's saying is.
The guy walks away.
Is the guy there or the guy not there? If the guy's not there and you found
the guy,
him.
The, you,
so then you have no idea really who it came from.
So the guy walks away. Yeah, I was heading out.
You have to see the guy. That's the detail. Yeah.
So that's the Ramban says clue. You can't like try to target the Ramban. I'll tell you why the Ramban says it. Because there's the Gemara on Lamed Omed Aleph. On Lamed Omed Aleph? Or is it Omed Beis? I forget. That says like this. V'hissalamta. The Torah says V'hissalamta. If you see a... Correct. If you see someone's Aveda V'hissalamta and you ignore it, then you're over lo sucha lesalim, the Torah says. But then the Gemara's Darish, why does it say v'hissalamta and you ignore it? Pamim sha'ata tzorech lesalim, yochel lesalim. There are times that you can ignore Aveda. And the Gemara gives... The Gemara gives three scenarios. What are the three? One is Kayin, and the Aveda's in the Beis HaKfaris, number one. Number two, Zaken ve'eno lefi chvaydai. And by the way, you should know there's a major machlokas rishonim what zaken vein lefi chvayda means. But according to the Russian Taisvus, zaken vein lefi chvayda means the guy mamish has to be a talmid chacham or a zaken. The Rambam holds no. The Rambam says any man can say ein lefi chvayda. Now, meaning if a man can actually say, "Hey, look, I would never demean myself to get my own baseball that fell under a car. I'd leave it." I could say by another guy, I leave it there. But a person has to be honest with himself. Meaning he doesn't have to be objectively a zaken. He doesn't have to be a Rosh Yeshiva. He just has to be a guy that would not want to get himself dirty. If he himself is unwilling to retrieve the object for himself, it's considered to be ein lefi chvoda. It's the Rambam versus Taisus. But nevertheless, the Gemara gives the first example of koin bebeis hakvaris. So the Gemara says, Lamali, why do I need a pasuk to tell me V'hisalamta, that if you're a kohen, you don't have to achieve an aved in the Beis HaKvaras. Ein asay, the asay of Hashavas Aveda. Ein odoicha los asay ba'asay. Meaning, I understand there's an asay of Hashavas Aveda, but on the other hand, the kohen has an asay of Kedoshim Yiyu and a los asay of Balti Tameh. So the Ramban asks, what does the Gemara mean that lamali, why do I need the pasuk? Ain asi dochalos asay v'los asay. There's not even an asay when he's outside looking into the Beis HaKvaras. That's what the Ramban says. The Ramban says there's no asay of Hashem Teshivim yet. There's only a love of los sucha lesala. So Ramban says the scenario must be like this. A kohen sees an aveda, he picks it up. The minute he picks it up, he's got a chiv Hashem Teshivim. He's walking, it falls into the Beis HaKvaras. Meaning he was already engaged with the aved. That's what the Ramban says the case has to be. Other Rishonim don't want to make a hechi timtzin in that case like that, that he already is in the process of having picked it up, but they rather disagree with the Ramban. They say from that Gemara that says, Ein asay of Hashavas Aveda, dochalos asay va'asay. Parshat Pshat is a kohen is going by the cemetery and there's an aveda sitting in the cemetery. Right? That he does not have to go ahead and pick it up. And the Gemara asks, why do I need v'hisalamta? You should say, ein aseh v'ashavas aveda docha lo saseh ve'aseh. So the other Rishonim say, you see you have an aseh incumbent upon you before you pick up the object. So that's the major machlokes Rishonim. When does the aseh v'hashav teshivim kick in? There's another Gemara also that says like this. There's a mission actually in Lamed Beis Manaf that says, if your father says to you, do not pick up the Aveda, you do not listen to your father. How do you know that? Because it says, Achesh Shabso, sorry, it says what? Aviv Ish Imo Va'aviv Tiro'u Ve'esh Shabso Sai Tishmaru. Kuchem Chayavim Bechvaydi, the Gemara says. So Gemara says, why do you need that? I would never think that I would be Chayav in what? To listen to my father. Because my father is an Aseya Kibbut Aveim, and the Aveda is an Aseya of Hashem Teshivim, and a Los Aseya of Losucha Lehis Alein. And Ein Aseya of Kibbut Aveim, Docha Aseya Velos Aseya. So the other Rishonim say, you see from that, again, that the Aseya of Hashavas Aveda is incumbent on somebody before they pick up the Aveda. Because the Gemara says, why do I need a Pasuk of Ishim of Avitra Shapsatishmaru? I would never think I listen to my father. Because my father says, don't pick up the Aveda, that's only Aseh Kibbut Aveim, as opposed to having the Aseh and the Los Aseh of Aveda. Once again, the Gemara's Mashma, the Aseh and the Los Aseh of picking up the Aveda exist prior to picking it up. That you should know, that's a major machloikis.
The case of Kohen, they didn't use Aseh Los Aseh for the Aveda. They only used the Yaseh that the Kohen had.
So that's the question the Ramban says. So Ramban says, why does it just say by Aveda ain Aseh Docholos Aseh Vaseh? So the Ramban says, because the Lav doesn't accomplish anything. Meaning adding the Lav to an Aseh to be Dochen Aseh Los Aseh doesn't accomplish anything. That's what he says. He says, throw on another Lav, Ein Achinami. That if he walks away from the Aveda, he's over a Lav. But it doesn't matter, because I'm not going to say Aseh v'lav docha aseh sim v'los aseh. A lav adds nothing to your chiyuv to do something. It's only the aseh. The Ramban asked that question.
Hashav teshivim only kicks in when you are literally physically holding the
That's back. The Ramban shita. He says it many places. That's the Ramban shita.
So if you just walk away,
you're only over the lav. Which is interesting, because you see the minchas chinuch here. I didn't understand the minchas chinuch, just mamish says this in passing without bringing this machlokas, which bothered me a bit, right? He says, once again, haroe. Right, is there any footnote on this or no?
Let's see, there's an aleph there, no?
It says, rea ha ra hey, no?
Rea ha ra hey, no? Rea ha ra hey,
no? No, look at hey. You see, there's an aleph on this, isn't there?
Yeah.
So what does it say? It says to look at the minchas, to look at the chinuch hara what? Hey, what's the hara hey? Anyone have it? Hara hey?
No.
Is our next page Har Rehe?
Yeah.
I would have made this horror for sure. Anyone find it?
He says, I don't know who Ram is. So Rambam or the Nasim? He says that he goes, he's the Ram. The last one holds like Rambam.
So the next page?
Page
Shin Chavav. It's all in Shin Chavav? I don't have that. I do not have Shin Chavav. Really?
That's
all
right.
Okay.
So there's no hay there?
Yeah.
Lashon Rabbeinu Korva Lashon Aram Perkav Halacha Aleph. Varoi Vedis Yisrov and Esalam Imenu Veinicha. Ubitl mitzvah say, perish bedaito haran bechadushal b'mitzil amen amal habir right heviyam munke yosef shnischayev ba'asei gamim lo ba'aved liyada b'zei yoshev haran mashatam ramban al harif v'girsasa. Right, so the Ramban has a problem. How could you say ein asei docha lo, that the Ramban I mentioned, how could you say? So he brings down this taka machloikas. So he's saying that the Minchas Chinuch just says this is Dover Parshat because that's the Rambam Shita. That seems to be the Lashon Rambam. The Rambam says it seems to be Haroya. So it's interesting the Minchas Chinuch brings this down. This is not like the Minchas Chinuch, right? You'd think that if there's this Machlokes Rishonim, the Minchas Chinuch would bring it down. So it bothers me a bit. Okay, so let's continue Minchas Chinuch. Va'af al pisha b'Torah, even though in the Torah, nifra tu avedis behemus mataltum. If you look in the Torah says, right, shor, seyai, right, simla. It lists a whole number of different things that if they're lost, you must return them. So the question is, what about avedas karka? The Gemara discusses an interesting question. What if someone is going to lose their field? What's the scenario? How does a guy lose his field?
Government.
What? It could be, yeah.
Talk about government,
but there's not much. Yeah, but there's not much. I don't know if there's anything to do about that. But if you could,
switching the borders like during the night.
So what's the scenario? So let's look. The Gemara has a ribui. Mikomokom mark binan avidas karka gam king kagonim raw mayim shoytfim betoch sada chavera chayev lahatzia dechsev lachol avidas achicha larabos avidas karka. So the halacha is interesting like this. The Gemara on Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph says that Amar Rava. Rava says, L'chol avedos achicha, l'rabos karka. That the Lashon in the Pasuk is l'chol avedos achicha. What's the chol? Comes to include karka. Shimra mayim shaitfim. If you see water is coming down and about to go ahead and destroy somebody's what? Somebody's field. You have a chiyuv to put up a barrier and put up plywood and to stop the right to stop the flood from destroying the other person's field. Which is interesting. How much of a chiyuv do you have to do for this in terms of money and expense? Which is a separate question in general, the Gemara says. The Gemara says that you never have to spend more money and the Aveda. Then you don't have to spend what the aved is worth, because you would not be able to be reimbursed that amount. A guy's got a sheep that's worth $100. You spend $400 to save it. Then you go back to the owner and say, I spent $400. The guy says, you crazy? Spend $400 on a $100 sheep? So the Gemara says that you are allowed to spend up to the amount of the aved. If you want to spend more, because you feel this guy might have a sentimental connection to the object, then you need a tanai bezdin. You got to form a bezdin quickly and get permission from the bezdin to expend more than what the animal is worth. So I'm not sure exactly how much trouble you have to go to, but the Gemara says, raw mayim shaitfin. you see water going about to destroy somebody's field, you have a chiyuv to put up a partition in order to save that person's field.
How's that considered? I mean, the Gemara says it. How's it considered an aved already? Something that's going to happen later.
This is the right to the sheet of the haroyas aved, and anticipatory.
The pasuk says asher tov ad mimenu. It sounds like anticipatory.
Started that.
See, that's true. That's true if you're assuming it's based on the hush of the shivim. Look at the next line in the Minchas Chinuch, which is exactly what you're anticipating. The Minchas Chinuch says, and let's say you see this flood coming, correct? And you do nothing. Ve'efshur de'eno oiver rak balav de'lo sucha v'lo ba'aseh de'lechol aveda. Ve'efshur kevon de'chsiv v'chein ta'aseh kai ad la'el de'over alaseh gam kein. Kein nira. So he's making an interesting clear. I would have thought that, like you said, that since the Minchas Chinuch said earlier, not like the Shita's Ramban, but the Shita of the other Rishonim, that you're over the Aseh the minute you see the object, then for sure, this case, I see the flood coming, and I say, ah, forget about it, I'm not bothering. And it floods the fellow's field, what are you over? Because Rava says there's a Chiyuv to do it, based on L'chol Aveda Sachicha. So he thinks maybe you're only over the love if you ignore it. But that's not what he just said before, correct? He just said seeing an object triggers the aseh. So what is the Minchas Chinuch Svar? If he holds like the Shita of the Rambam and Tosfos and other Rishonim, that you're over the aseh from the moment you see something. So he seems to be saying that even though in general he paskins, from the moment I see an Aveda, I'm over the aseh, even without engaging it. But here he wants to say that maybe by karka I would not be over.
The reason is because it's not, in a certain sense, it's not really an aveda yet. The flood hasn't happened. So I could apply l'sufa l'salem. I can't ignore what's going to happen. But to say hashet teshivim, return what? Nothing has been lost yet to return. To say don't ignore what's going to happen, I could say don't ignore what's going to happen even though nothing has happened yet. Don't ignore is anticipatory. But to say hashet teshivim, return it, return what? It hasn't been lost yet.
So two points. First of all, I think that's a nice svara, but I think if you read the Minchas Chinuch, his whole clear seems to be based on where it's placed in the parsha. You have the parsha over there?
That's what I was making.
So let's look at the parsha. Listen to the parsha.
Parsha of Teshuva means to say that in the case of Shatvanor. That's what it means. Because you're not going to pick it up and give it to him. So if it's either Aveda or it's not an Aveda. If it's an Aveda, so it's Hashem Teshivim. It applies immediately. You need to save it.
Well, I think maybe what Shai is saying is if it's already flooded and there's a valve to release the water, then I understand by Karka I could say what? Hashem Teshivim. Because it's already in a state of being lost. Meaning, how could Karka ever get lost, correct? You have the Parsha? Can you say it? Okay, listen. Everyone go ahead, please.
Says the Sirah Shara Chicha Seyo Nidochem Salam to Mayhem Hashir Teshivim Al Chicha.
That's the first Hashir Teshivim, right? And it's going back on what Shorah said, correct? Movable objects. Continue, please.
Then the Kor Rochicha Elech Vole Yedate Vasachas Al Kosefa Vole Imcha Adrosh Chicha Osa Vashiv Osa Lo. Okay. Then.
Correct. Go ahead. Right, very good. Right, so you see the very L'chol Aved Zachicha is at the last pasuk L'chol Aved Zachicha, which ends off Lo Sucha L'Hisalim. So I think if you look at the Minchas Chinuch, he wants to know that pasuk L'chol Aved Zachicha, since it's after Hashem Teshivim, And before Lo Sucha L'Salim, is the Torah just telling L'chol Aveda Sachicha Karka is just Lo Sucha L'Salim? Because look at his Lashon. Ve'efshur de'eno over rak b'lav de Lo Sucha. Lo ba'aseh de L'chol Aveda Sachicha. Ve'efshur kevan de'ksiv v'chein ta'aseh. There's a vav tying it to earlier. Kai ad la'el do'ivar l'aseh gamken. Kein nirish. So it seems that he's worried a little about the positioning of the L'chol Aveda Sachicha, right? In the Parsha.
Actually, the B'chein Tasa.
Right.
The limit for Karka is the L'chol Aveda Sachicha.
Right.
But it says the two words b'chein tasa before the chol aveiru tukicha. So he's saying, from logic, it doesn't apply in asay on this sort of thing which is not lost yet. On the other hand, the Torah uses the lashon b'chein tasa l'chol aveiru tukicha, and we're applying l'chol aveiru tukicha to karka, so there's a tasa on it too. So that's what I guess is not clear about.
Anyway, it's very interesting because that Gemara there says Tanya de Messiah l'Rava. Rava learns the drash l'chol avedet zechicha l'rabos karka. So Tanya Messiah the Rava. There's another brice that the Gemara brings. Mamar says the drasha of Rava l'chol avedet zechicha l'rabos karka. So Rava says that brice is not a raya for me. Rava says I'm saying a chiddush beyond the brice because I could have learned what's the brice talking about. It's talking about a field that is fully, what's the right word? What's the proper word? Fully flowing with...
Submerged.
No.
Grain.
Fully covered with grain.
Oh, wait.
Is there a good word that describes... Is there an English...
Laden,
excellent. A field that is fully laden with grain.
You've got to be over 50.
And if l'chol aveda sachicha, which you and I both are... But nevertheless, did not come up with the word, correct?
I was being
charitable. Okay. L'chol aveda sachicha. So Rava says, if I wouldn't have been mechadesh to you, Rava says, that's talking about a barren piece of karka with water coming, you might have learned that b'raisa or l'rabos karka. It's talking about wheat connected to the ground. And it's coming to teach you that if there's a flood about to destroy the standing wheat, that's the ribui of karka. But actual pure fallow karka, I might have thought there's no chiyuv of Hashavas Haveda. Kamash Malan, Rava is coming to tell you that l'chol aveda sachicha applies to a field even if it's barren, that you have to save it from a flood. So it's interesting, it seems Rava is saying that you will say anything to avoid the requirement to save a barren field. Now why is that? Why does Rava feel that he has to add this kinesh? It's talking even about a barren field.
Karka is anything zealous.
So maybe you might think, that's what I'm thinking, you might think that a barren piece of karka, there is no chiyuv to go ahead and what? And to save it because it's not in the category of an aveda, just like karka in an exelis and it's nechosim shishlo machrayas, and karka never moves, and you can't transfer karka, and it's not nod, as the Gemara says in many places, lo naidi. It cannot be considered to be in the parsha of a lost object. Cannot lose karka. Kamash Malan Rava says that the ribui from the brisa of l'rabos karka is not coming only. Not coming just to include wheat standing in the field, but it comes to include the actual karka itself. That's Rava's chiddush. Okay, that's Rava. Very good. Okay. Now, do you think it's a davar pashut that you would apply this to metaltolin? I'll give you an example. A guy has got an animal, guy's walking with an animal in the street, and a car is about to come and hit the animal. Do you have a chiyuv because of Hashavas Aveda to save the animal from the impending destruction of the animal?
Don't we apply the Sam of Damar Yefa
to all these things? I was
about to say. That Dam is not only blood, but also Dam. Yes. Why isn't that more appropriate to these
that's
cases?
It's ringing in my head the whole time.
Isn't that the Sam of Damar Yefa is also money, not just nefesh?
Many cases.
He does?
I think so.
You got to run it and save things. Is that Sam of
Damar Yefa? I got to check that. I think it does. But if it does, that would seem to be more apropos.
Well, first of all, if it might, which I'm not sure is the case.
Maybe it doesn't apply to karka either.
No. Then maybe that'd be a lot sase. Here you're talking about an ase of Harshiv Teshivim, correct? Okay. That's his question, right?
Yeah, but there's one time that even the Gemara doesn't mean it's an ase.
I understand according to that side. But let me ask you, if there is forget the guy walking, somebody's sheep got away from him, was walking in the street, car is about to hit the sheep. Do you have a chiyuv and a seido rice to save that sheep from being run over?
It's like almost a kalachomer. If you have it on karka, that there's a spore of karka in zealous, and why not metal? What should be the difference? L'chol avedus hafifa, it's marba, you know, everything.
Interesting. Okay,
especially because the pasuk in the Chol Avedus Hafifa is first talking about animals. V'chein tasa l'chamor. I'm adding something besides that, you know.
So we want to say here the chiyuv of Hashavas Aveda is even applies if there's impending doom. Correct?
Potential damage. Potential.
Which according to Ramban would be difficult, right? The Ramban would just say this lo sase. Because the Ramban says even if it's a lost object, there's no assay, the Ramban says, until you pick it up.
If you see something and you ignore it, so you have it alone, and then you have an assay, right? And you have an assay also according...
Right, not the Ramban.
Right.
Right.
Then you say, my God, it's a terrible thing I did. And then you pick it up and you return it. Is it nitak? Is that lav nitak la say? Now you've undone the law? Or because the fact that you ignored it, you're done. Is it a lav nitak la say?
No,
I mean, you don't need
it
to mock it.
Once you pick it up, you didn't ignore it.
There's no maisa.
I have to look at the Gemara in Chafav Mbeis. I think the Gemara in Chafav Mbeis discusses that.
That's impossible that you have been in. You didn't ignore it. You picked it up. You returned it. The timing of is
you
not.
Ignore for three,
but it has to be eventually that you know.
You ignore for 3 hours. And the guy who lost it could have had used it for 3 hours.
That's not possible.
Whatever. I don't know. Why not?
No, you guys are arguing in this case. I'm on my way home from shul. I see an object. I go, forget about it. I got to get home. Then once you're home, you go, I better go back and get it. And you go back and get it.
But it's not because.
Were you over that love of Lo Suchal Esalim in that interim period?
It's not love of Adinta Klasse. It's you did it. You did it. You ended up doing it.
You're saying you never over the love.
Meaning Lo Suchal Esalim Tzvi is saying has to be definitively I never engaged with the.
It got to be some time period. You find it 10 years
why?
Later, it's still lying there. You're never over Lo Suchal Esalim.
I don't know.
Come on.
I mean,
that's a good question.
Is the Chiv gone?
Huh?
Is the Chiv gone? So I did nothing when I returned it?
No, you're Mekayim Hashem Tashivet.
No, you're Mekayim Mitzvah, you're Mekayim Laseh. Maybe you're not Mabatul Laseh.
No, he says you're not Mekayim.
You should have not been Mabatul Laseh. But does it take away the love?
Interesting question. Okay, let's continue with the Chinuch.
It seems like a fundamental.
Let's continue with the Chinuch, because the Minchas Chinuch talks about these cases. Midine Hamitz Masharim Zichron Avracha Shesh Metzio Sha'adam Moitze Be'inyan B'makum She'enu Chayiv La'ashivim L'Baleihem Elazoch Behem La'atzmo Shlo Chivanu HaTayra Be'elo K'mo Sha'amru B'mishnah. The first Mishnah we all know Elo Metzio Shlo Ve'em Metzio Chayiv La'achret. Correct? Elo Metzio Shlo. What Metzio can he keep? Matzo Peres Mefuzarim Mos Mefuzaris Krichos Pushos Arabim Perish Amarim. Meaning,
say one thing.
Yeah, sure.
Mitzvah bala yodcha al tach mitzana. It's a maimer chazal. Every mitzvah's essay, you could wait.
You are listening before you do it.
But the chazal tell you, don't wait. You know, do it right away.
First of all, you're talking about an essay. Here we're talking about do not do something. Do not ignore it. Did you ignore it initially? You ignored it initially.
But you didn't ignore it finally.
But you did ignore it initially, correct?
You were machmitz. That's all you were.
No, you ignored it initially. Initially, you did.
It's a chametz. It's a chametz.
So you're looking.
I'm outvoted. Okay, I'm outvoted.
So this is a source for you.
I'm outvoted.
I love mitzvah.
Until we find
that's a source. Okay, maybe.
I need Faber with me.
Okay, let's continue. So. Elo Metzio Shaloi, Matzah Peres Mufuzorim, Ma'os Mufuzoris, Krichos Bushes Arabim, Peres Amarim, you find bundles of wheat in Rishos Arabim, Igule Devela, Kikor Shal Nachtom, Machruzah Shal Dun, Vatikos Shal Basar, Vigize Tsemer Habos Medinasam, Vanite Pishna, Lashon Shal Argoman, Vamar Begmar Amar of Zvid, Hilchosa, Krichos Bushes Arab, Mareo Shalom. Bushes Hayachid, it depends. E Derech Nefila, if something is found and it looks, it's obvious from its positioning that it fell from somebody, then harei lo shaloi. There's no simon. You say the guy is miyaish and you can pick it up. Ve'i derech hanacha, but if it looks like the fellow intentionally left it there and is going to return, chayav lahachris. You have to go ahead and be machris. V'sham bi'aroketzer hu derech hanacha o derech nefila. Those are all those gemaras. What's considered to be derech nefila, what's anacha? V'zeh b'davar she'ein bo simen. This is all by davar she'ein bo simen. But davar sheyesh bo siman ben b'shus adam ben b'shus ayachid ben derech nefila ben derech hanocha chayev lahachris. Chutz min hadvara hanitzoim bezutor shel yam ubeshlilosor shel nohar. However, if that flood that we were talking about comes and you couldn't stop it, and it sweeps away a guy's couch, this is a very interesting halacha. There's some type of hurricane or flood somewhere, and a guy's couch is taken out of his house, and it is removed to some, you know, I don't know, place, you know, in the outskirts of the city. Even though there's a simon on that couch, I can keep the couch. Because the Torah has a limud. There's a limud. What's the limud? The limud is from a pasuk. Asher tovad mimenu. It's an object that's lost from him.
But not from everyone.
Right. Umatasa. Mi sha'avudu mimenu mutziya etzel kol adam. Kolomar b'mkomam b'shvakim u'bidrochim. Osa atachayv lahashiv. Yatzasa zos. Shenahar she'avudu mimenu mikol adam. Shenata chayv lashiva ela hamotzi zochaba. V'dam heyos ha'adam zochaba mitziya she'im basim en omu zichon v'racha. L'fi she'bala misyayish mimenu. Kolomar she'masalak daitav zechus me'alea achar she'in lo basim. O afilu b'sheyesh basim en kishenafu b'makum she'bala misyayish mimenu al kopanim kagon shvakim she'ruban goyim. Fareya motziya
Kizoicha mina hefker, and the Baal has to know where it.
Correct. That's machlokas abay rova. Yer shlomi das. It has to be that you're sure the Baal knew it was lost, and the conditions are that you can assume clearly he was miyayish. Okay. So let's look at the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch now goes into our Gemara that I mentioned a few times to you about a kohen basic verse. The kohen ois beis. V'koyen shura aveda besakfaras eno matami lahachzir. Shetumas koyen ase velos ase. Ase the kadoshim to you, velos ase lo yitama. V'ein ase the hashava, docha ase velos ase. Came of war by Rambam perkirav halacha yudches. V'ein zol lashon mamash. Meaning, the Rambam does not say, the Rambam says a koyen sees a Aved in the basic first, the Rambam says. He does not pick it up. But the Rambam does not give the reason because Ein Aseh Docha Lo Saseh Va'aseh. And a matter of fact, the Gemara has a question. The Gemara says, what is the actual limud that I know that the Koye the basic first doesn't pick up an Aveda? It's from the words in the Pasuk Vehisalamta. The Pasuk seems to indicate that there are times that you can ignore an Aveda. Right, those are two cases. But the Gemara says, buy a coin, Bebesak for us, what do I need Vehisalamta? I would not, even without Vehisalamta, there is no rationale to allow the Kohen to go into the Besak for us. Because at best, the Kohen has an Aseh of Hashavas Aveda, but on the other end, he has an Aseh and a Los Aseh of Tumah. So that's what the Gemara says. So the Rambam does not bring that reason, because that's not the real underlying reason. I'm reading from Shnei Ta'amim. De'ein koin metame lahachzir aveda. Chada de'ein ase docha lo sase vase. Va'o de lo dachin isura makame mamayna. So it's interesting. The Gemara says, why do I need Vehisalamta? There are two reasons that you would not come to the conclusion that a kohen should go into the basic first. Reason number one is, Ein Aseh Doche Lo Saseh Vaseh. The second reason is, Lo Dachinan Isura Mishum Amona. That I am not Doche, the Isra of Tumah for someone else's money. Which is interesting, because it's not really somebody else's money. It's not just a monetary question. It's a chi of the rice of Hashav Teshivim. So how do you understand that phrase in the Gemara? Va'od. Furthermore, you would never think that a kohen is matami himself. Why? De'ein dachinan isur mishum amayna.
Because in isur that's mammon.
So the Ramban has two approaches. Approach number one in the Ramban is this. Ramban says a very interesting svara, which I'm not really sure how to explain, but he says svara number one is like this.
if a Kohen himself lost his own Aveda in the Beis HaKfaras, you would never allow the Kohen for his own sake, for his own monetary loss, to be Metame. So since you'd never allow a Kohen for himself, of course you can't allow a Kohen for somebody else. That's Sfarah number one that he says, the Ramban. Which seems to be a nice nifty Sfarah, but I'm not sure what the underlying, you know...
Maybe the underlying Sfarah is, if a Kohen would lose his own Aveda, what would he do? He'd get somebody else to get it. So here too, the Kohen should be obligated, yeah, take care of the Aveda, but don't go in yourself, grab someone else on the street and say, listen, there's this Aveda there, you know, show someone else to get it. The same way the Kohen would do for himself.
Or
what
just leave it there.
Do
there's nobody there.
That's more like
Los
Samad al Dam Reyecha. That is.
So that is in this case should be obligated not to say, oh, I got a man to Joseph Aveda. It's like Eshel Chaim Shneim. Go get somebody else to do it. You know, in order
good
not
point.
To be.
It's interesting that he says that. He says that if the Kohen cannot go in for himself, of course he can't go in for somebody else. That's the answer, idea number one in the Ramban. Idea number two is found in the Ramban and the Ran. There's a Gemara in Ksuvis Mem Amud Aleph that says that there's a chiyuv. If someone is ma'anes an isha, he has a chiyuv to go ahead and marry her. The Torah says, velo siyeh le'isha. If a man is ma'anes a woman, a basula, and he causes her to lose her status as a basula, he has a chiyuv to pay knas, boshes, knas, tsar, etc. Plus, he must marry her. However, if that woman is a mamzeris or an nesina, or she has an iser to marry, then the Gemara says he has no chiyuv to marry her. So the Gemara says, why? Let the ase of velosia leisha be doicha the los ase of mamzeris. So the Gemara says, no. The ibaina, if she would want, she could say, I don't want to marry you. Therefore, ein ase docha los ase. So there's a very small little tesis there, Mem Amud Aleph, that says there's a klal here. The klal is that whenever there is a mechila and an asay, whenever there's an asay that the other side of the asay who's benefiting from it can say no thank you, then the idea of asay dochalos asay does not apply. So the Ramban and Ran say here too, since Aveda is mamon, that's what the Gemara means. When the Gemara says Lo Dachinan Isurim Ishum Amona, it means since the whole Hashavas Aveda is dependent on the willing and the wishes of the other person, the type of Aseh that we're dealing with here is a Shfacher Aseh, because the Aseh is not absolute; it's dependent on Mamon, which is always dependent on the other party. And since the other party could, in theory, be Meichel, even if he's not Meichel, like the case of the Mamzeris, even when a Mamzeris is not Meichel, and she says, I want to marry you, you still are not allowed to marry her because of the idea that she could, in theory, say, Lo Ba'ina. So that's what the Gemara means, the Ramban and the Ran say. It means, Lo Dachinan Isurim Yishum Amona, Mekamim Amona, meaning that since it's a Mamon Dika Aseh, it is subject to Mechila. And any Aseh that's subject to Mechila is not an Aseh strong enough to say, Inatzi Dochalos Aseh. Very important klal.
Works out well with Meis Mitzvah and his Svara. Because by Meis Mitzvah, nobody wants to be Isaac. So his Svara would fall off in that case.
First of all, I do know a few people who love being on the Chevra Kedisha. There are a few guys. There are a few guys like that, but anyway, so these are the two reasons the Gemara gives of why I'd never think a Kohen has to go to basic forest.
Now, this is a practical question. How does the Asay doesn't start until he actually, according to the Ramban at least, so you don't have Be'idna.
I just want to say, I heard a very, very interesting, famous story from the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav said, you know, I said a Svara, and I couldn't find it. He said a Svara, he couldn't find it in Achronim, he couldn't find it in Rishonim, but he thought it was a Svara in a Tosefta. So he says, the earlier that I find my Svara, the more glatt it is, and he was happy about that. So you were not only mechavin to Rabbi Kiva Eger, you were mechavin to all the Rishonim on the Sugya. All the Rishonim, Ramban, Mukha Yosef, Ran, and Laman Aleph, ask a question.
The question is that the Gemara in Shabbos Kuflamed Beis and Chesamed Beis and Beitza says that by Asay Dochala Asay by Inon you need it Kigon Mila Batzaras. It has to be like Mila Batzaras or Kilayim Batzitzis that Beidna. That at the moment that you are over the lowest assay, you're already Mekayim the assay. So they all ask this question. The Ramban asked the question, the Ran asked the question, and Rabbi Akiva Eger asked the question. So I'll start, I guess, with the Ramban and the Ran. So the Ramban says a very important thing. The Ramban says, and don't tell me it's at the very outskirts of the Beis HaKfaras. So the minute you matame and you pick it up, you're done. Because you still have not been makayim the assay until you return it to the person. So you see an unbelievable chiddush from the Ramban. It's not the his askus and the maisa ha-mitzvah, according to the Ramban, that's docha the los assay. It's the end of the mitzvah and the kiyum assay that is docha the los assay. That's a big chiddush in the Ramban. The big chiddush in Ramban is even if I start the mitzvah by picking it up, that's not enough if it's the outskirts to say asi docholos asay. Big yisoid in the Ramban. Ramban says I would not say asi docholos asay to be'idna unless I have been makayim the asay. Which is interesting because I always knew there's a question of whether a kiyum asay is docholos asay. Here the question is different. Is the Maisa HaMitzvah without the Kiyum Asay Doicha the Mitzvah? So the Ramban seems to say no. Because the Ramban says, and don't tell me the case is at the very edge. So the minute he picks it up and is Matami himself, he starts the Asay. Because starting the Asay is not enough.
What about all these cases of period of Erivya? You're not Yotze the Mitzvah until you have the baby later on.
Well, first of all, it's interesting, so you're right. So does Tosfos argue on this? Because there's a famous Tosfos that says that Achatzi Evid Chatzi Ben Chayrin, the Gemara says, Kaifenes Rabbi. You kaife the Rav to free the Evid side. Why? Because Lo Saho Bara El Shevis Yitzara. The world was created for procreation, and this Chatzi Evid Chatzi Ben Chayrin cannot procreate. Correct? He cannot procreate, right? So therefore, be kaifim. So Tosfos says, what do you mean? He can procreate. Let the assay of Piri Verivya be docha the los assay of Loye Kadeh or Kadesha. So are you saying that Tosfos disagrees with this Ramban? Because the Tosfos seems to be saying, just with the Bia of Piri Verivya, right?
That's the mitzvah.
There is enough for assay docha los assay.
That is the mitzvah. That's what they're saying.
In the first mitzvah, kind of in the first two lines, he discusses this. The mitzvah of
if you wanted to answer,
but that's Tosfos's question.
If you want to answer,
so would the Ramban say the question does not even begin? Because I would not say Asay Docholos Asay unless there's a kiyum. Because that's what the Ramban says. Here's by a Aveda.
You know, there you would say it's a condition that the baby has to be born, but the mitzvah is the period of Erivya is the Maisa Beit. That's what you would have to answer.
It's an interesting question.
If you find that swara.
There's a very interesting question. Is there actually a kiyum hamitzvah by period of Erivya? There's a famous piece of the Har Tzvi that says that the Shitas Rabbi Yochanan Yevamos, and I don't want to get into period of Erivya too much here, but I'll mention this. The Har Tzvi says the Shitas Rabbi Yochanan that a ger that has two children, Begeyuso, he's Megayer with his two sons, with his son and daughter. He is Mekayim, the Gemara says, Eino Chayim period of Erivya. So the Har Tzvi wants to say that there's no real Kiyum, there's just a Patur. Because the mitzvah Pir Verivya, the Har Tzvi says, is to try to have children. And once you have a daughter and a son, you no longer have the chiyuv to have children. I mean, the chiyuv of Pir Verivya is not to have a son and a daughter, it's to keep having children. But once you have a son and a daughter, that's it, you're potter now. And he brings a riot from the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says, when you go up to Shemayim, one of the questions is, Asakta b'piri v'rivya. It doesn't say Kiyamta, it says Asakta.
So the hard sphere, see Pesach Frank says this big chiddush by Pir Verivia, that the mitzvah Pir Verivia is to attempt to have children. Which Lechaira, I think, does that go against Rabbi Shlomo Kluger, who says you could be Mekayim Pir Verivia by adoption? Or maybe that's your hishtavus.
That's what you do.
I don't know. But anyway, that's a very interesting question. Is that true? Would you come out of this shir saying the Ramban and Tosfos argue about what part of the asay is dochel los asay? Would you say that's definitive? That according to Tosfos, the beginning of the mitzvah, the be of prayer of Rivia is doicha. According to Ramban, picking it up at the edge is doicha. What would you say? I'd say I'm not sure, because maybe if you redefine Pir Verivia as being the attempt, like the feedback of Frank, then that's all you're doing. The B is that all you have to do. And the children are just a patur. But if you don't say
big,
like...
Well, it's a big suffix. When you pick up the Aveda, it's a suffix you're going to never find the owner. You don't know you're going to find the owner.
That's what
so you could never really... I'm saying the whole mitzvah is being suffix at that point. You don't know.
So the Chor Pir Verivia for sure like that.
Yeah,
you're never sure you're going to have children. Okay, so interesting. So what is the Ramban, how does the Ramban end up answering this question?
Yes, that's
so the Ramban, how does he answer it? So let me see. I remember that whole pilpul. Do I remember how he actually answers it in the end? So let me think 1 second. Mukhe Yosef, they all ask this question. They all, by the way, the Mukhe Yosef wants to try something. The Mukhe Yosef says that since by walking into the Beis HaKfaros, you're starting the hisaskus in the mitzvah. The hisaskus of the mitzvah is enough to be doicha the lotzase.
That's against the Ramban.
That's against the Ramban. The Mukhe Yosef has a different approach. The Ramban says not only is the hisaskus not enough, but he says picking it up, even picking it up is not enough. I have to actually return it.
So the Mukhe Yosef, you can go home. You're not oicha losul chol song. You can go home. Because you have mitzvahs to do at home. Or you can go to the shir. It's much easier to get away from the losu kalasan at that point.
Why? Because you're already Isaac in another mitzvah? Because you're already Isaac in another mitzvah? Yeah.
Generally people are...
Really?
I think so.
I don't think so. But by the way, if you are going to learn, that's Rashi and Sukkah Chafei Mebez, that a Harlech Lilmoy Torah is considered to be Isaac B'mitzvah. Based on the Gemara's in Sukkah, that you had a number of Amoroim going to learn by somebody, and on their way to going to learn, they did not have to sleep in the Sukkah. So you don't need the Mukhe Yosef for that. That's based on the Sukkah of Isaac B'mitzvah. But let me try to remember. I'm just upset. I'm sorry. How does the Ramban answer the question? The Ramban has this problem of Be'idna. So what is he saying?
The person who lost it is right there.
Okay, 1 second. So that's Rabbi Kiva Eger. So Rabbi Kiva Eger asked this question, and Rabbi Kiva Eger says, this is the case. He says, my good friend, somebody, Kalish, came up with this answer, and the answer was basically like this. I am a mashil, and I lend you an object. While you are borrowing the object from me, you lose the object, correct? And I, the mashil, see the object. So the moment I pick up the object, you, the shoyel, have returned it to me, and therefore I am being meshiv aveda that you don't have a chiyuv to pay me.
I'm the kind, though, in this story.
What?
I'm the kind.
Okay, fine. Okay. And he says you don't have to say that. He says he wants to say, Rabbi Kibek wants to mechadish, any time the guy, it's mamash, he says, not like the Ramban. He says, Mamash neged the Ramban, Rabbi Kivega, which surprised me, he didn't bring the Ramban. Surprised me, Minchas Chinuch doesn't bring the Ramban, Rabbi Kivega didn't bring this Ramban. Rabbi Kivega says a chiddush like this. It's talking about a case, not like the Ramban, it's talking about a case where the Aveda is at the very outskirts of the basic verse. And the minute you pick it up, you Makayim the Mitzvah, Shema Zedah. Why? Because you become a Shomer Aveda, and Yad Shomer Kayad Bailin.
Yeah.
That's what Rabbi Kiva Eger says, which is in contradiction to the Ramban. He says, and don't tell me it's at the outskirts and he picks it up immediately, because in such a case you have not returned it, and therefore would not be doicha the losa.
He said you have to have an actual return because you were zoyted for him. And you were
who says that?
No, that's what you're saying.
That's the Ramban says that clearly.
That's what
the Ramban rejects all those other answers. Oh. What is the Ramban's answer, Be'idna?
You have to forgive me, I'm sorry. I know, I actually... What?
The Mishnah himself talks about this issue, two paragraphs down.
I understand, he brings the Magid Mishnah, I know. Right. He only brings the question, he doesn't bring...
And he brings out tesis that I say a chomer, duch, I say a kam, I feel in love.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't think that's the Ramban's answer. You have to forgive me, I'm sorry, I do not remember the Ramban. Okay, so let's continue. Now he asks an interesting question. He asked the question, let us say that the reason is ain't ase docha losa se va'ase, but the Kayin is a progressive, open Orthodox thinker. And he says the Torah changes. I feel it's more important for Tikkun HaOlam or from social, whatever reasons, for me to go in and return the Aveda. The Kayin goes in there with his own warped logic and he returns the Aveda. Does the Kohen get Malkus on the Lav? What do you say? Ein ase docha lo sase va'ase. The Kohen goes in and does not listen to Ein ase docha lo sase va'ase.
It's a mitzvah of an Averi. It's surprising that he's even going to get schar for the mitzvah.
No, but the question is,
does he get the Lav?
For sure?
No, I'd say.
What? So he brings... So if all of you were boys who were learning Kedushin and claimed you were Messiah Kedushin, I'd scream at you. Because there's a very important Rabbi Kiva Egan Gilman Ashas in Kedushin Lamed Daled Amud Aleph. The Sugya in Kedushin Lamed Daled Amud Aleph, and that's not what he brings here, but I have to bring this because Kol Bar Bei Rav that's learning Kedushin has to know this. And don't test my son on this, but... What? Yeah. The Gemara in Kedushin Lamed Daled Amud Aleph says, women are mechayavos and all mitzvos asay she'ein azman grama. So there's a Taisos there that says, why do you need it? Like Hashavas Aveda. So Taisos says, why do you need Hashavas Aveda de Chayiv Neaseh? De Chayiv Nelos Haseh, Vlo Suchad Lisalim. So in the course of that Taisos, at the very end, and now I must castigate myself, because one of the Baal Taisos is brought there, I think, is Rav Yosef Me'eretz Yisrael or Rav Yosef Me'Yerushalayim. I never remember if he's Rav Yosef Meretz Israel or Mirushalayim. But nevertheless, one of the Balei Tosfos from Israel is quoted as asking this question. Ein sorfin shemen sreifa biyantav. If I have truma tamea, I am not allowed to use the truma tamea to light candles on yantav. Why not? Because ein asay, the asay of sreifas kachim, there's an assay to be sorry of Truma Tamea. The assay of Srefas Kachem is Eina Doicha, the assay and the Los Assay of Yontif. Los Assay Kol Malacha on Yontif, and also the Chiyuv Assay of Shvisa on Yontif. But what about a woman, Taisus asks? A woman should be allowed to light candles with Shemen Srefa, because she does not have the assay of Yontif. Because she only has the Los Asay of Yontif. And by her, you should say Asay Docha Los Asay. So Taisus, in a very lumdish way, says no.
That's Machlevis itself, not over Shabbos, that a woman doesn't have an Asay.
I understand, okay.
On Shabbos, she has an Asay.
So Taisus says, any Los Asay that has an Asay, even though the woman practically is not chayev in the asay, ein asay docha that lo sase. So Rabbi Kiva Eger there says, ayein toisfus chulin kufmem aleph amir aleph shitas riva. Now let's read the shitas riva and tell me why Rabbi Kiva Eger said to look at that riva vis-a-vis the toisfus and kedusha. So let's see, he says, this question.
It's getting complicated.
Vine latam de ein asay dochalos asay vaasay over here. Im over, if the kohen on his own goes in and decides to be meshiv of the aveda, mechulakim harishonim. The rishonim argue whether the kohen gets malchus. The das riva bechulin. This is the riva quoted by Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Taisus and Kedusha. The das riva bechulin parak shmul chakan kufim alfam after master loy. The ein oloike. That if asein asei docha lo sasei vasei, if you're over the lo sasei, you're not looking. Why? The dochi halo sasei velo nishar raka asei. So this is the question. The Riva says like this. When I say ein asei docha lo sasei vasei, how does that work? Does it mean that the asei is docha lo sasei, but I'm now left with that lonely asei, which now prohibits me from doing it? If that's the case, if I am over the los asei, the asei abrogates it, and I was only over near star asei, no malchus. So the reason Rabbi Akiva Eger quotes the Tyson Kedushin is because l'chayra the Tyson Kedushin disagrees with this understanding. Because the Tyson Kedushin says the way ein asei docha los asei v'asei works is not simple arithmetic. The asei knocks out the los asei, am I left with the asei? Because if that would be the case, a woman who does not have the asei should be sorif kachim. Rather, Tyson says the woman cannot be sorif kachim because the asei serves the purpose of magnifying the los asei. So if that's the case, it means that's actually the los asei that's inhibiting the asei. So Tyson's in Kedushin is of the opinion the los asei is inhibiting the asei. The Riva is of the opinion it's the asei that's left behind that is holding back the asei. So l'chayra, even though he doesn't mention the Tosfos and Kedushin here, Minchas Chinuch, l'chayra, this question, according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, whether the Kohen gets Malkus is totally on the two Tosfos. According to the Shitas Riva in Chulin, it's a Davar Pashtut, the Kohen does not go ahead and get what? Get Malkus. Because the Riva says, Ein asei docha lo sasei, simple arithmetic. Asei takes out the lo sasei, I'm left with the asei. No malchus, it's only an asei. According to the Tosfos and Kedushin, the woman cannot be sort of kachim. Because even though her asei falls to the wayside, the lowest asei is magnified, and the asei cannot be docha the lowest asei. According to Tosfos in Kedushin, you would get malchus. Do not know why the Minchas Chinuch does not bring a Tosfos in Kedushin. But I would think that that's pretty clear, according to Rabbi Akiva Eger.
What is the ik reason that the Kohen doesn't do it because of these two reasons the Gemara brings down, or because it's a limit from the Pasuk? We're just doctoring what the Pasuk means.
That's what the Gemara seems to say. The Gemara seems to answer, no, really, v'salam to be'ikr goes on zakim ben v'chvodo. But this is really the reason.
Now,
one of these two reasons. The Gemara gives two reasons, right? Either en ase docholos ase vase, or lo mafkin yisur mishum amoyna, right? So the question is like this. What is the Rambam Shita according to Riva? It was according to Riva, and I say, Dochalos Asei Vasei. What happens if the coin goes in? So according to Riva, simple arithmetic, the Los Asei falls by the wayside, no Malkus. V'im Nemar, the Rambam is sphere like as far as Hariva. Im Kain Lafid, Varav Ein Lokin Ba'avar. Ube'emes, as far as the Lo Dachin Isur Mekame Ma'omana. Im Kain Lo Nidcha Klal. The Loikin Ba'avar. So the Minchas Chinuch says this question of whether the Kohen gets Malkus is totally on the two reasons the Gemara and Bav Metzia gives. The Gemara says, I don't need V'Yisalam to buy a Kohen basic verse, either because Ein Asei Docholos Asei Vasei, or because Lo Mafkinan, right? Yisur Mishum Amayna. And if we learn clearly Lo Mafkinan Yisur Mishum Amayna, like the Ramban and the Ran, that this asei of mamon is not strong enough to be docha lo sasei, because like the Gemara in Ksubis, she could refuse, and any asei that there could be mechila on in asei docha lo sasei, so in a davar pashut, the asei is just not strong enough to be docha lo sasei in Yesh Malkus. So the Minchas Chinuch says there's a very important reason why you should write what the reason is that the Kohen can't go into the Besak Faris.
What about the Yisuf Gzela? Is that called the Mammon, or is that called Yisuf? That's clearly Yisuf. That's, even though it's related to Mammon.
Correct. Now, when it means Mammon, it doesn't mean Mammon. It means, like the case of Velosia Leisha, that's what it means. Yeah. It means this happens to be a case where since it's somebody else's money, the other person can be Meichel. That's the way the Ran and Ramban learn. So what's bothering the Minchas Chinuch is why doesn't the Ram delineate the reason why a Kohen can't go into the basic forest. The Rambam does not clearly say why a Kohen can't go into the basic forest. The Minchas Chinuch is wondering why in the world doesn't the Rambam go ahead and tell me the reason? The reason is paramount, it's crucial. Because based on the reason, I would know whether to give the coin Malkus at the end of the day. So the answer is, Im kein lo nidcha klal lokin ba'ovar. V'lama lo hevi ha-Rambam dover zed lo dachin en l'chumra. V'nira de lo sphere like as far as Riva. He wants to say, I'll prove from you from this that the Rambam doesn't hold like the Riva. Because if the Rambam held like the Riva, then there'd be an important reason to list the reason why the Kohen can't go into the basic Kfaris. Because then the reason is important. Because according to the Riva, if the reason is Einasi Dochalosa Seva, say no Malkus. If the reason is Lo Dachina Nisura Mishuma Maina, then there would be Malkus. So it's important, the Minchas Chinuch says, to list why what the reason is. And since the Rambam does not list the reason, therefore it means that what? That there's no nafkamina and he must not hold like the Riva. That's very interesting. Veneer the Lord Spirit as far as her Riva. Imken Lokin Afutam Zeh, Daiver Allah Sevelosase. Ve'ein nafkamina, right, Bench De Hatamim. Alkin Mevi Arambam Hatamarisham. Vayain Besefer Sharamelech, Peper Gimel Menedor Malach Avav. Shepipo Shom E Arambam Sphere, like as far as her Riva. Mevi Gam Ken Gemarzu Ein Sham. Umara Mokamani Lacha. Ubasi Lahaskir, fine. So based on this cheshman, a real cheshman, he wants to prove the Rambam does not hold like the Riva. Because if the Rambam held like the Riva, then the Rambam would have to clarify whether there is Malkus or there isn't Malkus. But if he doesn't hold like the Riva, then there is no reason between the two reasons given in the Gemara.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.